Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. You could tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Ron tweeted us and said, how great would it be if HBO Hard Knocks happened for a whole regular season? That is actually a thing. It's called All or Nothing.
All or Nothing.
And it airs on Amazon Prime, and they follow a team every year all the way through the regular season.
So this past year wasn't as good as year one with the Cardinals, which was just splendid. They got to the NFC title game, rather, and lost to Carolina. But it was really, really, really good. Season-long battles instead of the only, hey, who's going to make the roster, who's not, which Hard Knocks does splendidly. But it's following the drama of a full season, and it's great.
Dean tweeted me a picture of his French Bulldog, which is adorable, so I appreciate that. You can tweet us throughout the show. We will try to get back to you. Let's kick off the Beltway Blitz right now. College football in moments. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Mr. Editor, if you please.
If you please.
Nate Sudfeld, on your 53, off your 53.
He is off my 53. I'll admit I was impressed by him last night, but I feel like I've seen the Nate Sudfeld ceiling. I'm fine with him being on the practice squad, but I think I've seen enough now in a year and a half around the facility to say he's never going to be – I don't think he's ever going to reach the Kirk Cousins level of proficiency as a passer. I think in that case, you got to drop your lottery ticket, buy a new one. He's good. He's fine. He's serviceable if you need somebody to pop in for a little while. But quarterback, such an important position, and I just think you can't waste your time. You got to move on to the next guy. Try to find that guy.
Miguel, let's say Jay Gruden calls you up here over the next 24 hours. He's like, man, you got to come in here and give me some advice, man. And he wants you to stand on the table for one guy to make this club. Who would you stand on the table for?
Probably Joshua Holtzey right now, a guy who's on the fence. But I'm also thinking about making that stand for Derek Carrier, a fifth tight end. I think you can justify it. I think maybe you think about, you know, calling Niles Paul a fullback and justifying it that way or something of that nature. Carrier's good. It's a position where you're already a little bit thin because of Jordan Reed's injury history, Vernon Davis's age. You know, Sprinkle's great. He's got a different skill set. He's a little more developmental. And Niles Paul does a lot of other things. I think you can make a case for Carrier as a true tight end being a great addition to this roster.
How do you keep five, though? Because when I do a 53, I've got 24-0, 26-D. To keep a fifth tight end, you'd have to probably only keep 7-0 linemen, fairly unheard of. Maybe you only keep three running backs. You know, obviously, yep. And that's with – I got 24-0 with only two quarterbacks as it is.
How many did you go on the offensive line?
I went 8. I think that's the minimum you can keep. But, I mean, you could go 7, which I've never seen that, but I guess you could if you keep a fifth tight end.
No, yeah, I'll agree with you. You need to go 8 there. I think you'd skimp a running back if you need to. I know the Mont Brown hype train is always rolling after the preseason. He's a Lake Sea Strunk preseason Hall of Famer. He's on your practice squad if you need him to be. He's going to be inactive on game day anyway. I don't have a problem taking him to the practice squad and moving on from there.
Miguel, the Redskins are doing the everything is fine game, and when D.C. area teams have injuries to players and they tell me everything's fine, this is me making the face that I don't believe you that everything's fine. They're playing everything's fine with Doxson, with Anderson, and Sua Cravens, and maybe Spencer Long to a degree. Update me on those guys, and what are you hearing?
I would love to update you on those guys. I tried to talk to both Doxson and Sua Cravens this week, and with Doxson, both times I approached him, one of the team PR agents jumped in and said that Josh was busy and had something to do. He's a very busy guy, of course, lots to do.
Sure.
Sua Cravens.
He's always had a lot to do.
He's probably filing paperwork in Bruce's office. So, you know, the paperwork piles up this time of year. Same with Sua. Sua has not been around normally, very available and talkative. Both these things lead me to believe this is perhaps the not a big deal that has been indicated. I would say the far, far bigger concern is Sua Cravens, because there's a huge drop-off at that safety position. I didn't feel great about going into the season with Sua Cravens as a starting safety, And now you're telling me you might not have him? That's even worse.
Miguel Philippe, we always enjoy talking to you, my friend. Thanks so much.
That's my pleasure.
See you, bud.
Let's dabble down a level with the Virginia Tech Hokies and the rest of college football getting going hot and heavy this weekend. Gene Wong of the Washington Post will be at that game. Before that, he'll be at another game tomorrow, University of Virginia. But let's start with the Hokies. John Lacer is going to join us, their play-by-play voice at 12:45. What kind of year do you foresee for them under Fuente in year two?
Well, if you base it on what they did in year one, a very good year, because the scenario going into the season is very much the same. A first-year quarterback, no experience before in major college football. This year it's Josh Jackson. Last year it's Gerard Evans, who went on to set pretty much every single offensive record at Virginia Tech. So you know that Justin Fuente is kind of a quarterback whisperer. He's worked with Paxton Lynch, and he's gotten quarterbacks with no experience, a little experience, to play at high levels. So this year with Josh Jackson, that's what they're expecting. Obviously a huge test in week one against number two, West Virginia.
Gene, outlook for Navy this year. They've got the Fighting Lane Kiffins tonight at 8 o'clock. What do you see from them, not only tonight, but throughout the year?
Well, this is another recurring theme among local teams, inexperienced at quarterback. Zach Abey takes over at Navy, but they just churn out quarterback after quarterback who can run that triple option system very, very well. Now, Abey last year came in after the ACC championship game when Will Worth, who was leading the country in touchdowns, got hurt, and he clearly wasn't ready. They lost to Army, and then it kind of spiraled from there. So, but he's had an entire offseason to work under this system under offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, who also is a quarterback whisperer in that triple option. I expect Navy to win 9-10 games like they always do and go to a bowl game. That's just kind of what they do. That's their system in Annapolis.
8 o'clock tonight, ESPNU for the Midshipmen and the Florida Atlantic Owls. And by the way, if you're like me and you watch Last Chance U on Netflix, Florida Atlantic has a plethora of guys from the Last Chance U show that
Clint
they
Trickett
recruited, including DeAndre Johnson, the quarterback who I'll be pulling for tonight and all season. You're going to be at Virginia tomorrow in Charlottesville. They're getting started in the ACC. They host William and Mary. Year two for a coach there as well in Bronco Mendenhall. What's the outlook?
Well, Bronco Mendenhall last year when he took over the job went to every stop you could in Charlottesville, all the pep rallies saying, don't make any plans for a winter because that's when the bowl games are being played, with the suggestion that that's where Virginia would be. They were nowhere close. They were 2-10. So this year just dialed back expectations, said it's a lesson learned for me. It's a building process. So there is no timetable for getting this team back at a bowl level, but they do have one thing going in for this year, a quarterback who's played before in the system, Kirk Benker. He tied Matt Schaub for quickest quarterback in Virginia to go to pass for 2,000 yards in a season. So this guy's experience has a big arm. So when you have a rebuilding process, it's great to have a quarterback who knows the system and you can kind of fall back on him. So, but again, Virginia fans need to temper their expectations this season.
Last of the locals and talking about tempered expectations, Maryland take on. They're at Texas tomorrow. The spread's only 19, so I'm sure everything will be fine. I'm looking at wins potentially against Towson. Maybe your first game against Northwestern. Indiana showed something last night, so maybe you don't book that. Maybe you get Rutgers. Maybe you don't. This is not a shaping up to be a great season. They might get woodshedded here in the Big Ten, you know. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dan, you know, you hit it on the head. They have a brutal schedule, maybe the hardest schedule in the country. Not starting with Texas, obviously, in Texas in the first game of the Tom Herman era. But also, you look at who they play in the Big Ten, they have four ranked teams in the Big Ten in the top 11, including Ohio State, including Michigan. They're starting a sophomore quarterback with little experience. Again, a season of tempered expectations in College Park.
Should we feel bad about the schedule at year's end? This is kind of what they bargained for, right? They wanted to go be with the big boys in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And last year, you look at them, they went to a bowl game. People kind of maybe forget about that. They didn't lose it, so they finished 6-7. Now, there are kind of two ways to look at it. They started off fast and faded slowly, or if you look at the whole body of work and say they kind of overachieved. But when you look at the whole body of work and what they have going into this season, it's going to be difficult for them to get to that 5-6 win plateau and have a chance to get to a bowl game again, just because it is so brutal, such rough sledding in the Big Ten.
Gene, you are a Swiss Army knife, a good man, and thorough. Always appreciate it, pal. Talk soon.
You got it, fellas. Anytime.
See you,
check them out in the Washington Post. Great insight on all the teams playing locally this weekend. For more on the Hokies, you'll hear that game here on The Fan. John Lacer joins us at 12:45. We'll bounce around some of the big storylines, some of the best teams in the country in the power conferences, with Houston Nutt at 1:30 as we get you set for the kickoff of a college football season. Next on Grant and Danny, you get to stand on the table for somebody. What bubble player are you going to advocate for to make the Redskins? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.